to Jangle Gaze. But first, I want to acknowledge that we are located on the ancestral territory of Coast Salish peoples, including the Squamish, Musqueam, Coquitlam, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My girlfriend Sydney helped me pick out this week's set list. She's very keen on Jangle. And we were talking about how there is, like I said, a lot of shoegaze that leans into Jangle territory. So we're going to explore that today. What is Jangle? Jangle pop, if you think of bands like the Smiths, I'm sure we'll come up with others as the show goes on. It's a subgenre of pop rock and also indie rock that really emphasizes very jangly guitars and is really heavily inspired by 60s pop melodies. And the jangly kind of guitar sound is characterized by a very chorus heavy, almost a shimmering sound, and they use a lot of like 12 string guitars and kind of a lot of broken up chords and such. But we'll listen to the Birds up first. While they are not technically, well, they could be considered proto Jangle Gaze, but they're definitely one of the most influential bands on Jangle. Another would obviously be the Beatles and the Kinks, what have you. Also one of Sydney's favorite bands of all time. We're going to listen to Fifth Dimension up first off of their 1966 album of the same title.
Oh, how is it that I could come out to here and be still floating and never hit bottom and keep falling through, just relaxed and paying attention? All my two-dimensional boundaries were gone. I had lost to them badly. I saw that world crumble and dead, but I found my senses still working. And as I continued to trap through the hole, I found all surrounding to show me that joy innocently is. Just be quiet and feel it around you. And I opened my heart to the whole universe, and I was loving, and I saw the great blunder my teachers had made, scientific delirium madness. Oh, I will keep falling as long as I live, or without ending, and I will remember the place that is now, that has ended before the beginning. Oh, how is it that I could come out to here and be still floating and never hit bottom and keep falling through, just relaxed and paying attention?
That was the Birds with Fifth Dimension off of 1966's Fifth Dimension. They definitely, you hear it a lot of like 90s shoegaze, very heavily inspired by 60s pop melodies. And you definitely hear that with bands like My Bloody Valentine. I'm thinking of a song like Off Your Face. And when I was making the set list today, I thought of including it, but I've really played a lot of My Bloody Valentine on this show. Historically, and so I figured let's just explore some more shoegaze bands of the same era. But we'll move on to Ride, one of their contemporaries and fellow Creation Record artists. This is Taste off of 1990's classic Nowhere.
Thank you.
That last song was by Lush, the song Nothing Natural from their album Spooky, which was produced by Robin Guthrie from Cocteau Twins. And if you recall, I did a whole episode with my homie Julia about Cocteau Twins, and we did a deep dive into their catalog, so we aren't going to listen to any Cocteau Twins, but they definitely have a very jangly sound as well. Up next, we're going to listen to the Field Mice. They were a indie pop band from England in the 90s or so, 80s, 90s, and they have this one song, Sensitive, that is said to be their most shoegazy. And so the last two songs we've listened to were very, like, we would consider those shoegaze. Their sound is typically a lot more pop-leaning, but we will see with this one.
That I
That was Field Mice with a Sensitive, their 1989 single. Up next, we're going to listen to Sharp Pins. They are a band from Chicago, and I actually saw them open for Snail Mail on Saturday. They were excellent. Honestly, I'm not a big Snail Mail fan, and I was quite underwhelmed with their performance. And also, they made a comment about the surrounding area, because they performed at the Vogue on Granville Strip, and I didn't like it. It was a bit, I don't know, out of touch and classist. That's another story, but Sharp Pins is really lovely, and they really do sound a bit like the Beatles and the Birds. But I found this one song, Betty Wait, from their release from 2025 that sounds a lot like more shoegaze. So we'll listen to that. That was Sharp Pins with Betty Wait. They're from Chicago, Illinois. Up next, if you are just tuning in now, I enlisted Sydney to help me co-curate this week. And she's from New York originally, and she told me this band, Navy Gangs, was a really big fan of, really big band for her growing up in New York. And so we'll listen to their song, Instant Play. Thank you.
I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
Hey, are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, so you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info.
That last song was Instant Play by Navy Gangs from New York. Up next, we're going to listen to the Pastels with Nothing to Be Done off of Truckload of Trouble.
Stupid.